Thank you, Brad, and good morning, everyone. The city of Fortuna, like every other city in the country, wants its properties to make the best impression on residents, visitors, and business owners, specifically prospective business owners. City Manager Regan Candelario commented on the vacant restaurant, formerly Parlato's, now a city-owned property.
That location, the building and the grounds there, the parking lots and all the adjoining areas, are owned by the city at this point.
Fortuna has not been sitting on its hands and is actively looking for a new owner.
We put out a request for proposals about 2-3 weeks ago to try and identify a new operator. Somebody might want to come in and purchase the building and operate it. We're open to, you know, any type of proposal that might come in. We've actually gotten quite a bit of interest. We've got 10 inquiries. We've had 5 or 6 groups come in and actually do tours of the building to see what, you know, is still there.
Candelario went on to say that the building and the property are ready for a new tenant, hopefully a tenant who wants to run a restaurant in the friendly city. They tested the tsunami warning communication system Wednesday morning as sirens sounded and an airplane flew overhead announcing from its loudspeaker. The test of the emergency system was conducted in Humboldt, Mendocino, and Del Norte counties, and the sirens could be plainly heard in Eureka, and the speaker from the plane flying over our radio station was plainly audible. The radio emergency alert system did not activate, however. You can provide feedback to authorities by visiting the tsunami webpage, noaa.gov/test. Again, the webpage is noaa.gov/test. And Wednesday marked the 49th anniversary of the tsunami that struck Crescent City. It was March 27th of 1964. An earthquake in Anchorage, Alaska sent tsunami waves crashing against the north coast. Crescent City took the worst of the tsunami as it claimed 11 lives. That tsunami became known as one of the worst in the history of the United States. And following on the heels of yesterday's tsunami test, Humboldt State University will test its campus-wide emergency alert system today from 11:45 until noon. The public address system will broadcast both an alert along with a spoken message, and strobe lights will flash from various rooftops. A text message will be transmitted to registered cell phones, and KHSU radio will broadcast the alert as well. And on Tuesday, the Arcata Fire Protection District promoted 3 personnel to the rank of fire captain. John Busher, Angela Dernetti, and Alex Minusos were promoted to the new position during a ceremony. Assistant Chief Desmond Cowan said, and I quote, "Our 3 new captains occupy key leadership roles in the organization. They've earned the rank through their hard work and dedication, and they represent the future of our organization and the positive changes that we've made in the past few years." You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all 3. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Supervisor Mark Lovelace spoke once again about the progress the Board of Supervisors is making on the general plan update. General plan recommendations have been contentious at times, but as Lovelace points out, we don't live in cookie-cutter communities.
We have heard a lot of people over the years talk about the general plan and say that the fact that there is division over the general plan proves that it's flawed and that it's bad, which I just disagree with. The fact that there's division over it is just a testament to the fact that we've got a diverse community.
The board has held a series of public meetings to get public input into the general plan update, and as could be expected, that input varied widely.
I mean, we've got people with different ideas of what they want for, you know, for Humboldt County's future. And, you know, and that's a good thing. We embrace diversity in all its different forms. Try to come up with the best compromise, the closest thing we can get to a consensus document.
You can find all the information you need at the county's website as the supervisors continue their review of the draft update. And that's the news this Thursday morning for KINS News and Information. I'm Dan Squire.